what is it like for a black African woman with a deep accent to kind of knock on the door for purely white person? So it takes confidence. It takes you trying to dispel the narrative out there about immigrants, especially black people. So when I usually go, you know, we have all these questions we have to ask them. And one of the questions, have you met an immigrant before? And maybe they know, I haven't met an immigrant before. And I go, well, ooh, congratulations. You met your first immigrant. and they start laughing, you know. And most of, you know, I mean, it just break the ice, the tension. And they gave me a handshake. And I'm like, yeah, this is an immigrant, though, but she's black. I tell you, the first few doors, I was kind of afraid. I didn't know what was behind that door. The air was absolutely, but most of the time, it was welcoming. The conversation were great. People could listen to me. I could listen to people. There were times that we smiled, we laughed. There were people that even offered to invite me in their home. Fortunately, that I couldn't do. And like, okay, stay on the doorstep. And I think I made a breakthrough. Knocking on those doors, I got to realize that a lot of information has been missing when it comes to the description of immigrant. And I was able, for a lot of the people I canvassed, for us to sit and talk on those misconceptions, especially me being immigrant. After I've told them my process, the processes I went through to become, you know, a citizen of this country, most of them were intrigued. When I explain my story of how I immigrated to the United States, talk of my husband coming here, talk of being from Africa, talk of the waiting process that he had to wait to get me into the United States, how fortunately for him, when he came in the early 2000s, immigration was not a hot button issue. He could easily get his paper going through within 6 months to get approved. However, one point that was kind of a turning point for me with most of these people I talked to was the fact that they learned that you didn't have to be a permanent resident. You could be waiting for approval to be a permanent resident and you pay taxes to the government while you're working. Because the notion is that many immigrants don't pay taxes at all, especially when they don't have a paper and they're working. And then I would proceed to tell them, the American government does not discriminate when it comes to taxes. And then they would laugh and be like, yeah, sure, they don't. So he paid taxes to it. I'm like, well, I didn't know that you could be waiting to be approved and you pay taxes. So there was a myth that immigrants are just takers. But then they got to understand that in most cases, they pay taxes too. So that was interesting for me to learn and also share. There were times I was afraid, and I tell you, there were areas that I chose not to go to. Because if I hear the overwhelming feeling that it's not safe for me, and it doesn't look safe, I'm not going there. Like I've told most of, you know, my coworkers when we had our briefing and debrief, sometimes you have to use your instinct. You have to be actively aware of your surroundings. There was a time I drove, it was a driveway, it was almost like a minute and a half driving through it. Come to find her, it was a white guy, but he was nice. He was nice, we had a nice conversation. Then another time, there's a house right on the road. I just have to turn in and I'm at the door. And this guy came out with his gun on his side, making sure that I saw it. You know, I knocked the door. But what I did, I just looked him straight in the eye and told him what I was there for. We had a conversation. And after the conversation, he said, thank you. And I said, thank you. We cannot change the system or whatever law, what the oppression is, by just being comfortable in our own little circle. We have to actively listen to each other, no matter where we find ourselves on the divide. We have to listen and learn how to be considerate of other people's opinion, no matter how much hatred they say. There were times that I went to canvas and people tell me that, you know, you're immigrants, you come here, you take everything, you're lazy, you don't want to work. And I agree with it. Like, yeah, true. Immigrants are lazy. And the thing that I'm saying that because I'm about to just walk away. But then I start telling them about how a lazy immigrant like me have come here. I've gone through a lot of trials, but everything I've done is to respect the law. Everything I've done is to build myself, to build a community. I was able to go back to school, got a master's degree, and I'm out here volunteering. You know, that's how lazy we are. I'm like, no, I didn't mean to say lazy like that. You know what I'm talking about. So, yeah, but you just only have to step outside of your comfort zone. What gives me hope now? The fact that people are still organizing and people are still reaching out regardless of the many stumbling blocks we've had, especially after the election of Donald Trump, especially after all the immigration raids where families are being torn apart. We have people that are standing together as a united force to say wrong is wrong. Human being is human being. People deserve the right to better life. And if we can help them, let us help them. The hope focuses on the fact that people are not being discouraged. Right now, I tell you, I'm organizing for the election for other issues and stay at home and call people. And I sometimes feed that when I call them, they'll be like, no, it's not the time. I don't want to talk about this. But people are excited to talk about it. People are telling me, put my name down. We have to organize now. We have to do something to change, like, laws for immigration, criminal justice reform. Even right now with the coronavirus, we have to get together and help people, call each other and check on people. So that's what gives me hope, that we're not in the fight alone. But as long as we can reach out, there may be somebody in your house that wants to fight with you, but probably you haven't reached out to that person. Maybe they're just waiting for you to ask them, can you, would you? That's what gives me hope.